This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you if people send you the same generic conversation starters they message everyone else? Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey, what's up, my fellow addicts, right? Is that what Ralph says I have to say? Ralph's not here, everybody. I assume he's off jogging with an underage foreign girl. It's the only thing he does when he's not here. I'm introducing to you our episode today where we have Josh Etta Myers, show favorite, as well as two adult film stars. How cool was that, Shannon? Adult film stars. Claire Ruse and Italia Tornabene, both on the show. Do they get naked? Well, I guess you'll have to see. My guess is no, if we're judging by what happens on the show lately. Ralph is on the show. He's just not here. He does his dirty in the morning. And by the way, if you want to catch these episodes a few days earlier, you can subscribe to gasdigital.com. And if you use code SDR14, you're going to get 14-day free trial. So check it out. Fall in love with all the shows on the network. And sit back and enjoy the Spelling Bee episode, Porn Star Spelling Bee, with Josh Etta Myers, Italia Tornabene, and Claire Ruse. Enjoy.
This is the intro to the shit show. This is a hit show, show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hoe. It's weed, I'm weed, it's hookers and blow. It's art, you need to know. The SDR show, let's go.
Oh, it is the SDR show, sex, drugs, and rock and roll show. I am Ralph Sutton. We are back in the studio directly across from me in his Marilyn Manson hoodie.
My painted nails.
So. And your painted nails. I didn't see the episode. I heard you get agita from...
I thought Ajita was heartburn.
No, Ajita's diarrhea, dude.
Is it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, I don't get either from that, but I don't like... I've never had my nails done, so I'm like the cuticle shit and all that like makes me like blood run cold. So
clipping your nails
there.
Is fine. It's the cuticles that bothers you.
Yeah.
Is it the digging in?
No, it's just like it's just a weird...
It's like a very... Yeah, I see what you're saying. It's like... You always feel like...
videos where someone grabs and pulls?
Yeah, oh, God. It's like, remember Jeff Goldblum in Fly, where he just pulls him off? Oh.
What about pedicure? Do you do that? No.
No way, dude.
AJ, we need the tequila and some
I'm such a wuss
about it. You kick like a little baby?
I would,
yeah. You got crusty-ass feet, huh?
I would probably get my nails done again, but I wouldn't get them painted again. I don't like it.
No, painted I never like, but I do Ralph's Day of Beauty. You know this.
Yeah.
Manicure, pedicure, eyebrows, facial once a month.
How am I?
You get your eyebrows done?
Yeah. I go, well, it's been a month.
Yeah. I know you do. I do. But yeah. You get them waxed?
Yeah, once a day, once a month. Ooh, Jesus, that almost ended nicely.
Yeah, I do about once a month.
Once a month for Ralph's Day of Beauty.
I do a haircut and beard about every 2 weeks.
And a haircut, too. It's all on one day, and ideally, all of them in one day. It makes my life much better.
How are my things? Do I need you? You're the finger expert, ladies.
No, that's pretty good. Look, what do you think? Well, we'll introduce our guest in a second.
He has
very big, like his finger.
Yeah, he's got thick construction worker nails.
But his nail beds are so much bigger than my nail beds. Yeah. It's kind of interesting.
Look at my phalanges.
Look how short these are.
Yours are probably the most feminine out of the three of us.
Yeah, these little dudes? No, these are the least feminine. Look how tiny they are.
That's what I mean. They're like tiny, dainty, like little Japanese woman hands.
You could fist a good Ralphie.
Your little Japanese woman hands.
Yeah, me use my little hands and make your body feel big.
Well, you got real sore around the neck
you
area.
Have really small nail beds. Let me see that.
I bit my nails forever.
Ugh,
weird.
Now I have new teeth, so I can't bite my nails. So they grew, but they grew ratty because so I cut them and do it myself all the time. But I'm sure not a great job. Mm-hmm. They did them at the show the other day. And
she did call you baby nails, Jay.
Baby nails.
Yeah, little baby nails. Okay. You have a baby nail.
That's why his are manly.
Yeah, what masculine fingernails. Hold on, get those in me.
Look at this. Also,
you bend over. Let me give you a phalange in the tuchus.
His hands just look much more manly than mine.
Yo,
hands.
Dude, baby reindeer me. Yeah, Ralph, you have fucking Jewish hands.
I have Jew hands. Yeah, I'm a Jew.
I got to watch that.
They're not supposed to be
doing that. I don't know their reference yet.
You want baby reindeer?
No, I have no idea about it, so I don't know the reference.
Guy gets his asshole fingered, so there's the story pretty much.
Oh, cool. All right, well
you know what? Now you've seen it.
I'm going to introduce our guests and get in and tell you everyone what's going on tonight, but directly to my right, no Instagram. She's against Instagram.
Yes.
She doesn't like it at all, but she has
like
a
why?
Twitter.
Well, let her introduce, and then I'll ask that question.
It's Claire Roos. Am I saying it right? R-O-O-S. Claire, yeah. Like you'd spell normally, Roos. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I noticed is that there's no Instagram. What about TikTok? No, just not social media. You're not a real social
media. I hate social media.
I like Twitter.
I hate social media, but why no Instagram?
I don't know. Instagram doesn't have a good vibe.
It does.
You don't like the comment and shit, yeah.
I don't like the comments, and I don't like the way it's set up, the pictures. Sure. Just the grid is different than the layout
like
of Twitter.
Of but I have to do all of it.
Yeah. And then directly across from me, am I saying the name correctly? It's Italia? Yeah. Okay, you have to please get right on the mic.
Yes.
Okay, and do you have an Instagram and a Twitter?
I do.
Okay, which one do you like more?
I like Twitter.
Which one, Jay, do you find yourself on the most? Right.
Instagram, but if I'm looking for full-blown nudity, I would say Twitter is probably the way to play.
Dude, Twitter is a...
Twitter doesn't give a shit, right? They never gave a shit.
No. They don't give a shit.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
They just don't care.
As long as just everyone's white.
Is that
Yeah. That's, you believe me?
Is that true?
It could be.
Yeah.
I don't know Elon Musk's background.
Yes, you haven't heard the big news that he said no interracial,
no interracial porn. Yeah, but it's interesting because I think since it was even before Elon, when just Twitter never gave a shit, right?
They sort of didn't. I think they were always the most permissive with it. Well, because Facebook and Instagram are the same company. So you can't do it on one, you can't do it on the other.
Now.
Yeah. Anyway, TikTok.
TikTok is, I think, is the most restrictive.
I think people get through, though, sometimes. You watch compilations of, like, TikTok porn.
Well, there was the one where Instagram, they found out if you have a baby, you can show your boobies. That was a thing for a minute.
Dude, there's a girl I met in Canada who every day her story she posts just trying to get away. She shows, like, her pussy, asshole, or tits.
But how's it still active?
Holding a baby.
I think it probably gets shut down once in a while, but I don't know. It's always there, and it's like she shows, like, everything. Doesn't, like... covered or nothing, but it's always like a split set stories. So I click it because I know it's going to be something like she's in a bathroom at a McDonald's or something, and she just like shows her tits.
That's so weird. I don't think you can get away with that.
She's a good comedy fan.
Yeah, because like, I know
she's a big fan though.
The rock band that we've had on the show a couple of times, Steel Panther, they had a YouTube video where they just showed complete nudity, and it was not age restricted, and it was on YouTube. It had
different time. It's just different
time. It was fucking a year ago.
Really?
Yeah, and I asked them, how the fuck did that happen?
It's gone by now. I bet it's gone.
I don't know. It's just wild.
It's gone, for sure.
They had complete nudity in it. It's wild.
Well, Rammstein did a video where they were having actual sex.
Yeah, and then by the way, because Richard, who's the guitarist, married a friend of my ex-girlfriend, Dawn, so I knew.
Oh, my God.
And he tried to tell her that it was AI. It was like computer-generated. It wasn't real.
6 degrees of Ralphie Bacon.
He tried to say it wasn't real, like it didn't actually happen.
No.
Yeah, he really did. It's like, no, we can watch this. We're looking
We've
at it.
We've seen it. Nah, it's bullshit. It's all bullshit.
And then we're going to get into the game in a second. I just want to tell you, I took my
Josh Adam Myers also.
I'm sorry. Josh Adam Myers back after vocal surgery.
I am. I'm back. Skadoodly. I can do it again.
Who told me that he doesn't think he should have done the surgery.
I don't think what I was hoping to get was what it happened. Like,
your voice sounds identical to how it did
before. It's gonna. I wasn't ever not gonna sound like that. I mean, maybe it's a little bit.
Thank God, because then my impression would go to fucking shit.
Yeah, I know, man.
People ain't gonna know who I'm talking about if I'm doing that.
Think you're an old bayou?
I'll be out of that goddamn bunk. They go, "Who's that an impression of?" And I go, "Oh, my friend John." Before we got that wacky,
it's John. But now I just sound like a guy that plays spoons on the corner of 26th Street.
I play the washboard in a local folk rock band.
It was fine. I think my range came back and it's not as tired, but I think it's still healing. But I was
your 8-octave range is back. That's pretty good. No wonder people show up and see you sing. That's
you know, Josh knew a guy who played drums one time who knew a guy who lived next door to Mariah Carey.
Oh, that's fine. So, makes sense.
Just like your story.
It's like my story. By the way, I also got my stitches removed, which fucking hurt like a bitch.
Really?
Because apparently you have the most nerve endings in your fingertips.
I thought it was my dickhead.
No, maybe second. Maybe
I thought
yours.
My clit.
Maybe yours.
Wait, I thought my clit has the most nerve endings.
It fucking hurt. And now I still have to keep a bandage because it's just a big open gash now.
Your little Jewy fingers.
My little Jewy fingers. It hurts so bad.
Ooh.
Did we ever show the picture?
Your little matzo holders.
I did show the picture last week. I really hurt myself. You don't, no one cares.
No, it was pretty gnarly.
It's fucking horrible.
I'm sorry.
I almost lost a fucking fingertip.
That's crazy.
And now you know what happened? I tried the, I can't unlock my phone anymore.
These Jew jokes aren't really hitting when all three guys in the room are Jewish.
I can't unlock my finger anymore with this finger. I changed my fingertip.
Oh, no.
Sucks.
Wait, do you have an iPhone?
No, I don't have an iPhone.
Oh, they do. You do finger stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't do facial?
I do finger stuff. Ask any girl I've ever been with. They do a lot of finger stuff.
Baby reindeer, dude. Finger stuff in the butt of a guy.
Yeah.
You gotta watch the show.
Yeah, now you've turned me on.
So much finger and so much butt.
So, what we came up with tonight, do you know as well the game tonight, Natalia?
I just heard I might get naked.
So. Yeah, that's all that matters. Yeah. I love it. And he said, fuck it, I'm coming. That's cool.
It's not all that matters, Ralph. What are your dreams, Italia? That's what matters.
Why don't we learn a little bit about you guys first? Okay, yeah. So Claire, I know you're from California, right?
Yes.
And this is your, get very close, your second time in New York City, right?
I think it might be my third time.
Do you,
yeah.
Do you love New York? You hate New York?
I really like New York, but I don't know enough about it to form like a really...
A concrete opinion.
Don't get on the subway.
On it, yeah. Yes.
Have you seen things that are quintessential New York, like homeless people screaming and yelling that say, "Oh yeah, I probably don't want to live here."
Overpriced pedicabs, horse taking a shit, an unnecessary horse carriage taking a shit.
Yes. There are
homeless guy punching random women. Then another bum. Then some guy with tattoos and piercings all over his face who seems to be homeless, but he's got new sneakers on.
Down here lately, especially because the immigration control center is here.
Dude, it's down crazy. Here, you should just give this neighborhood to the rats.
It's crazy right now.
I'm happy I got out of this motherfucker.
It's crazy.
It's nasty.
Yeah, and are you here performing? Are you here doing anything specific? You're just here to see New York?
I'm just here to see New York.
Like it? All right. And Italia, tell us a little bit about you.
I live here.
You live you're from here?
That's it. Yeah. Well, from California, but I live here.
You live here. Okay.
What part of California?
You're both from California. That's cute.
Oh, yeah.
What part of California are you from, Claire?
I'm from San Pedro.
Oh, how about you?
All around Southern California, yeah. Mm.
Do you love... I hate L.A. Do you like L.A.?
It's... No. But I do when I go there. I'm going there for a festival, first of all, so we're going to have the whole crew out there. So, yes, I'm looking forward to the weather. We got a dope fucking house. Mm-hmm. Friends will be out there
and
stuff.
Is that for the Chrysler Tour? Or that's something
else? No, this is Netflix
Festival.
The Netflix Festival, okay.
So, like... I got my shows out there. We're doing Bonfire all week from there. So it's going to be a very fun... like week when I have to go there. I don't dread it anymore because there's just friends out there. I can just go to the Comedy Store at night and like I'll have a great fucking time ultimately, but like I wouldn't want to live there or anything like that at all. But I shouldn't even say that. It's just beautiful. It's just not, I'm just an East Coast person.
Right, me too.
I could definitely live there. You know, it's beautiful.
You live by the
best fucking house.
It's not hard to live in the hills.
I'd rather have a house here and then if one day my life presents itself, because Christine, my girlfriend's from Hermosa Beach, so like if we could ever get another house like out west, she would love that for sure.
You know that, I don't know if I told you this, but in 2 weeks, I think it is, or three, you're doing the show without me because I'm taking my mama to fat camp for a week.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
What?
Her idea. And she wanted to do it. So it's like
fat.
What? She thinks she's overweight, so she wants to try.
She's
and
an
like,
old lady.
What do they do at fat camp?
So it's it's like a
with your mom. What do you guys
all
do?
We're all four of us: me, my brother, my stepdad, and my mom. And it's like
your brother's thin.
Well, he's not thin. He's not. Definitely gained a little weight. But we're all going to support her. And it's all like super clean food. There's workouts every day. It's going to be like almost like a...
And all comes, this is such a Jewish
thing. It's such a Jewy thing. Yeah,
thing.
But
this
I'm very
nuts.
Happy to do it. It's the right thing. My mom's 77.
You know what is it? I'm jealous that you grew up Jewish the way when people would say like, Jews with all your money and your blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, where are these Jews you're talking about?
Yeah.
Me and all my friends are just like come from broke ass family. Like, we're Jewish, but like there's nothing... I'm not waiting for somebody to die to leave me money. Right. And everyone
well,
just had
that
like,
went the wrong way.
My grandmother was a secretary. My grandfather sold storm doors. Like, there's nothing like, so I never understood. And then I meet a guy like you, dude.
That's why.
I see what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're going to go to fat camp to support your mom.
Yeah.
Because they make all clean food. That's so expensive.
Yeah, it was expensive. It was expensive.
Sounds like fun.
It was expensive.
I want to go to fat camp. Can I come too?
It's also tennis every day.
Can
it's
I go?
You guys can go.
Buy me in.
No shot.
Jay, you want to go to skinny
Why?
Camp with me?
I have weight issues.
Yeah, so come with
I'd like to address.
If you come, I'll tell you what I told my mother and my stepdad.
If I go, you'll pay?
I'm paying for one condition. You got to do all three classes every day or I'm not paying.
Classes of what?
Like there's tennis, there's workouts, there's cooking, how to clean, cook healthy.
Yeah, dude, fine.
All right, come.
Who wouldn't want to take
13th through the 20th.
Of this month?
of this month.
And, then they end the day with a strong fat shame. Just, you fat fuck.
Look at you. You ain't clean all, you ain't clean all day and you're still a pig.
Oink, 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 oink. Ziggy piggy. Ziggy piggy.
Hey, who's this impression of?
Yeah, I can't control myself.
I can't see much my penis.
Nice. All right, guys. You guys going to be down at 9 p.m. for group shame?
All right, so this is what we're doing, kids. I think I'm going to do terrible at
this
game.
Don't call everyone kids.
I'm older than everybody.
You're going to get naked at some point possibly.
The hottest part about it. We are doing a spelling bee.
You go, child, time to take off that top.
Hey, baby.
So Shannon's going to tell the rules, how it's going to go down. We're each playing our own against ourselves. You know what I mean? Like it's meaning like we each got to spell one word. We're not spelling a
individually.
Word individually.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? It's not like we're teams.
No one can steal?
You I don't think we're going to do
we're
stealing.
We're not going to do steal.
And it's also like, just that we're not going to steal.
There's plenty of words.
Yeah, Shannon miscalculated and has way more words
way
than
too
me.
Many words. But I figure what we'll do
I thought we'd go down, we'll do 700 rounds, then whittle down the three of us, and then we'll do 63 more
best
rounds.
Best of 900 wins.
And then then it goes down to... Did you ever watch basketball when they describe like, the playoffs? It's like the playoffs are another 9 months.
Yeah.
The boys, if you get it wrong, a shot. The girls, an article of clothing.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
This is classless.
Yes, that's me.
Sorry, girls.
Yeah.
I don't know Ralph's nefarious plans.
Yeah, that's how I feel when I have children around. I want to get them to get naked.
I come to be funny, and all of a sudden, everyone's got to be naked.
Also, all of the words, I put them on little pieces of paper. They're in a bowl in front of me, so they're going to be drawn randomly. There is no cheating.
Well, until the ones that you and Ralph worked out.
Yeah, hold on, Shannon.
Wink.
Look, I'm going to...
wink your word? W-I-N-K.
I'm going to have myself on camera for each draw, and you're going to see that I'm pulling them from this year.
Yes.
Fair
enough. No cheating.
No cheating. And by the way,
G-A-T-I-N-G,
cheating. By the way, I just want to say, some of them are very hard, some of them are very easy, and then there's a mixture in between.
And by the way, not that I'm trying to judge anything.
Should be a 30-second time limit per word.
I asked Claire ahead of time, do you think you'll be good at this? And she went pretty confidently yes.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Frank, our EP of the network, went to the Spelling Bee Finals when he was a kid.
What a dweebus.
Yeah.
Question, do we get to do the stuff, Shannon, that like they do in the actual Spelling Bee where I'm like,
origin of a word?
Origin, use it in a sentence, or do you just have the word written on a small piece of paper?
None of that.
You don't have time to Google it.
None of those things.
Don't do any of those things.
I could Google it, but I also want to say, like, all of the words have to do with sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Some of them are names.
Ketamine. So. K-E-T.
John Bon Jovi.
M-I-N-E.
You're going to know what all the words are.
Okay. We'll know the words, but we may not know how to spell them.
But if I want to hear you use it in a sentence?
I'll make something up.
Thank you. That's
pegging. P-E-J-J.
How are we doing the order? Is it random?
So I feel like since Josh wins almost every time he's on the show, that we let Josh decide if he wants to start it or who he wants to start.
I want Ralph to go first.
Oh, fuck off.
All right, I'll go first.
I'll go first.
Dude, it's fun. You're the S and the D, and he's the DR. The S.
Yeah, well, sure. I'll take that.
I think
I'm the S, he's the D. Together we're the R.
Yeah.
That fair?
No, Shannon's the R.
Oh, can I be one of the letters?
Yeah, Shannon's the R, dude.
Shannon gets the D.
I don't, she gets
from the R.
Straight from the R.
All right, Shannon, I know I'm going to be bad at this game. I'm telling you that ahead of time.
All right.
And you can't write it down. You just got to say it out, right?
Yes.
Fuck.
Here we go.
And I got my shot in front of me if I ever need it. And no cheating. Like, don't help anybody.
All right. First word is cunnilingus.
C-U-N-N-I-L-I-N-G-U-S. Pow!
Nice, dude. I would have fucked that up. I thought there was a U in there.
There was.
There was.
Oh, there was? Okay.
Wow.
Wait, I thought there was another U.
Something I'm very good at.
Now? Where do we go?
We go clockwise.
Go clockwise.
So who?
I cannot
Josh.
Me? Josh.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Right, let's
I
do
cannot
it.
Hear Shannon.
Oh, you
can't hear me?
You can't hear Shannon?
No.
Any better?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm picking the second word. Okay. This one's for Josh. The word is, weird, these two came in a row, fellatio.
Wait, before you do it, Shannon, use it in a sentence.
I think I got it.
Okay.
All right.
No, but I don't want to hear Shannon use it in a sentence.
You got this.
F-E-L.
Okay, thank you.
A-T-I-O-N. Wait, F, wait,
late.
Sorry.
It's too late.
That's too late.
It's too late. It is F-E-L-L-A-T-I-O.
Oh, it is. So it is.
Yeah, and there's no N. There's no N.
No, Alicia.
Felician? You should call Felician.
Feliciano. Feliciano.
Jose Feliciano.
What's the matter, you?
Hey, Feliciano.
Dude, I took the gamble about this. I knew there was, I knew the word, but I was like, how many L's or D or whatever the fuck?
Can you shout out my word, please? Wait a minute. How many N's again are in Felatio? Do you know? How many N's?
Two at the end.
Felatio. Felatio.
Shannon, please.
Yes. Okay. I'm putting my camera on. Here we go.
I like that you're being honest, Shannon. I am. Wink, wink.
I don't want to be accused of cheating.
Hey, honest, Shannon.
Okay. All right. Your word, Jay, is hallucinogen.
Well, that's a good one.
H A L L U C I N O G Y N G I N.
So close.
G I N.
G E N.
G E N.
Wow. You got, I thought it was Roman.
So close.
Wow.
You're stupid like me.
That was good. Wow. That's very good, Jay.
I really thought you had it.
Wow.
Okay.
Italia.
Watch, these two girls are undercover undercover Indians. Aloquacious.
Okay, picking for Italia. Your word is areola.
A R E O L A.
I didn't hear.
Say it again.
Say it on the microphone.
Get close.
Areola. A E R E O L A.
It is A R E O L A.
All right, so not to be a stickler, but something has to come off. Sorry.
Not to be a stickler.
Dem's the rules.
Dem's the rules. Sorry.
I'm just the sheriff.
I'm just the sheriff. I just got to keep everyone honest.
I told you I was going to get naked.
Just got to enforce them.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for. Okay, so now just
Claire's
so
turn.
It's 1-0-0-0 yes. So far. Okay, just so we're all playing along. Okay. Claire?
Okay, I didn't do a shot. I didn't do a shot.
Oh, you got to do a shot. I'm sorry, Jay.
Okay. Josh, pull your dick out. Yeah,
hold on. Don't do it yet.
Just give me a cigarette. I'll burn my neck.
Burn your own neck.
And that's south. Are you?
It's Claire's turn?
Yes, Claire's turn.
Oh, I thought Josh was about to take that shot.
Yeah, I really thought so too. I was confused.
No. It's like, I'm going to go out and buy cocaine. And, it's just,
and then we never hear from Josh again.
Then Barislo. That'll be the end of my career.
When's the last time you did anything?
I had a drink at Sal's
wedding?
I had my friend Sal Visciano's wedding. I don't get to say it.
Sal Felatio.
Is that not allowed to be talked about?
I don't know. But this thing is like, I it was weird. I was high and I took like, I had basically rum and coke. I didn't get drunk or anything, but that was the last time. So that was what, 2019?
You don't smoke or do anything else? Or?
I smoke pot, but like the end of the night by myself. Mm-hmm. I might smoke with him, you know, mm-hmm. But actually now with the fucking throat thing, it's like I can't even do the vape, nothing.
I'm such a puss.
Can Claire get her goddamn word?
Sorry.
Okay, I'm picking Claire's word.
And that's what I thought about, getting a second opinion.
Oh, boy. All right. Claire, your word is benzodiazepine.
Jesus Christ. Come on now.
Shen, you perv. You just want to see her name. That's crazy.
I know it.
I'm sorry for the background noise.
B-E-N. Z O D Y A P I N E.
It's
it was an I with
yeah,
the Y.
It's an
right?
I with the Y.
Yes. And then also it's a Z E P I N E. You put the P a little too soon.
I see.
I know what that's like.
That was a fucking hell of a word.
There's some rough
what
ones
the fuck,
in there.
Dude?
That's some easy, some difficult.
Yeah, that's true.
Go give Ralph another fucking.
Yeah. Ralph's word is.
Ralph gets Ralph's word is cunt.
Yeah, come. And again, I got to see a stickler here.
an item of clothing.
Oh my God,
Jay! You don't have to look.
How do you introduce yourself to people like that?
You don't have to look.
If it makes you feel better, I won't look.
We all win.
She's taking off her socks.
Nice. Take off my shoes.
Oh,
little heart socks. How adorable.
Oh, you are a real piece of shit, Ralph.
Thank you.
Ralph's 67 years old.
Yeah, well, so I look good for 67, though.
You do. Does that make you feel better?
I tell people I'm 60 now when they ask, because it sounds better. When they say, oh, my God, you look great for 60.
How old are you?
54.
54, you say 60?
Yeah. It sounds better.
It doesn't sound better when you're talking to a 24-year-old, you creep. You creepy piece of shit.
Oh, you're really hammering that home, aren't you?
Damn, you're a creep.
All right. Let's go, Shannon. Please make it easy.
Claire, and before you do the next round, could you maybe put your hair in pigtails? You're a psycho. You're a predator, Ralph.
Yeah, it's making you feel good right now, isn't it? Yeah,
it does make me feel good.
It helps you sleep at night.
I like to let people know the world and tell them who you are. You're a goddamn stone cold predator.
I have Ralph's word.
Please
ready?
Be easy.
Queensryche.
That's not right.
Come on. Go fuck yourself, Shannon.
It's not fair.
It's fucking crazy.
It's
a band. This guy was porking the lead singer's daughter and porting her into town for a while.
It's Queens, Q-U-E-E-N-S-R-Y-C-H-E.
Oh, fucking.
I just don't know if that Y is called something else with a thingy over it.
No, it has a tilde over, but it doesn't count.
Sizing next to you. Asshole.
I'm showing, I'm not cheating.
Hold
I'm,
on, Shannon.
I'm showing everything. I'm showing
that's
everything.
That's nuts. Queensryche. Oh, fuck.
By the way, they would have 100% gotten it wrong.
100%. Okay,
they never even heard of
yes,
it.
Yes, because they got it's a band that you particularly have.
I can't even.
Shannon, hold on. Jay, don't listen to this.
Spell this next
Thank
word.
Thank you, Shannon.
Josh, spell this next word. Josh's house.
Myers.
Jay gets so mad.
What do you got?
That was insane.
That was they're
spell is... Oakerson. Fucking Jag.
Spell right. Claire Ruse.
I really hope this is an easy one now for Josh. You guys stop shitting on me.
Give me a goodie.
Thanks, Shannon.
Let me get like a point.
She marked them. She marked the ones that are for
I'm
you.
Not even looking.
I know, but all you got to put is one little pen dot. And these are the ones
you,
that pull
for question, by the way.
Yeah.
If this is true, why have I lost the last fucking eight games?
Because
you're here, so good, buddy, that you can't.
Against all odds.
You ever heard of Maya Angelou, dude? Yet still I rise. Like the phoenix from the ashes. Yeah. You try to keep me down, but the phoenix will rise.
Okay, that's what it is. That you're so good, even our cheating can't.
The phoenix will rise, Ralph. Okay. I gave you my explanation. Okay. Now, give Josh a stupid easy word.
Give me my easy word.
I hope Jay's word is so fucking hard.
Shelf. Stone Temple Pilots.
All right. Oh, this is Josh. Okay. So this is actually...
Episiotomy.
Yeah, appendectomy.
Former guest of the SDR show, Nicole Saphir. It sucks that you got this, though, Josh.
I don't know how to spell that at all.
Okay.
Saphir?
Nicole Saphir. Saphir.
Fuck off, man.
I feel like only Jay would know this one, maybe.
I could get it right.
No, I'm gonna. This is what I'm gonna do. All right, I'm gonna do it. So Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E. There's Nicole.
You just gotta do Saphir.
Saphir. C.
Saphir.
C Y P H E R.
So like cipher, but I also think she might have an H.
Well, buzz him wrong.
Yeah, I thought she has an H in the Nicole.
It's S. It's S A. I want to say P P. H Y R.
No, I think it's S A F I R.
Maybe
S A P P H I R.
But it stops hard on the R.
Yeah.
Yes. So Jay's
she loves
right.
Hard R's. That's what I knew about her.
Jay's right. There is an H in the Nicole, and then it's S A P H I R.
That's.
I said there was an H in the Nicole.
I had right. Two P's instead of one P.
I'm fine with not getting a word wrong, but that. You know, him getting Queensryche,
yeah.
And me getting fucking.
What's Ralph's next word? Fat camp?
Leah.
Hello, responsible adults over the age of 21 and living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Just the good ones. Everywhere you can get an abortion is my guess. Do you want to get high? Really high? I know you do. So stock up on some high-quality lab-tested Delta 8. Usually Ralph is here for me to bounce off of, but he is committing international crimes with confused people. The joke never gets old, everybody, because he never stops. But if you want to forget about all the evil going in the world that Ralph has created
then stock up on some gummies and vapes from Delta 8. It's fantastic, it works, but it should be used responsibly. Don't be a child. Don't take drugs, and do not mix it up with Ralph Sutton. One more time, YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of Gas Digital Network. And use the promo code GAS, and you'll get 25% off. That's right, because you are cheap and gay. 25% off with promo code GAS. YoDelta.com.
All right, give me Jay's word.
I don't know how I can do this game and not get yelled at. I thought I took every precaution.
Cheat for everyone else but Ralph for once.
I don't want to cheat. I don't like cheating.
Who pays the checks? She's going to cheat for me.
That's what it is. Look, I'm not you know, your bread's buttered, you
I'm
bitch.
Not looking.
The next, your next word is, I can't say the name, but it's Kashishishian. It's the Prime Minister of Bosnia.
That's rock and roll.
Okay, this is another band, Sepultura.
Oh, fuck off, dude.
S-E-P-U-L-T-U-R-A.
Yeah.
There we go.
Just had Max Cavalera on the podcast.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Accent's pretty rough, though, right?
No, it was fine.
Okay.
It was fine. And his.
Do you ladies want to go on a date? Can we fucking play the. I mean, it's insane.
Me and
let them. It's, sorry. Every time it's the girl's turn, you guys go, you know what I was thinking? Are the traffic lights on First Avenue on a timer to always make you stop five lights in? Or do you think it has to.
Oh, my finger.
Oh, it's like we're there.
Cooking sushimi for myself. Oh, it's funny. When I posted my stupid cooking today, I was like, oh, Jay's going to shit on this.
Dude.
Dude, that was so funny. The traffic lights on this time in about 5 minutes, and you wait a little bit. All of a sudden, you hit that red light.
So I guess you don't want you don't want the girls to go. Is that what's happening right now?
I do.
Well, then shut the fuck up.
Stop.
Yes.
Right. Stop breaking off into this shittiest sidebar.
Italia.
I like an 80-20 cotton blend.
Shut the fuck up, then.
I like a cotton blend on my shirt.
Italia?
It breathes more.
Shannon?
Oh, once again. Okay. Let me put on my camera. Picking one. Okay. Your word, Italia.
Psilocybin.
Is necrophiliac.
Oh. Now we're speaking my language.
Not bad. Yeah, girls, you don't have anything to worry about with Ralph. You girls are both alive.
Yeah.
Ralph's only into the dead.
He's
only
dead like, children.
He like skin suits.
I used to try to do a joke that says, it's the only philia that you can't really. Like say, but you know, when people go like, "I'm such a pyro." When you were young, remember mm-hmm. the people were like fires goes, "I'm such a pyro." No one ever or a klepto, or no one ever goes like, "Dude, I'm such a necro."
Such a necro,
dude. I am so in the fucking dead people. It's like I'm such a necro. Sorry, necrophilia.
He used it in a sentence.
I used it in a sentence.
Yeah.
Ralph's a total necro. Philia.
N-E-C-R-O.
Mm-hmm. Philia.
Don't.
P-H-Y-L-A.
So
close.
So close,
dude. Really? Yeah.
One letter off.
Yeah, it's not a Y.
We keep
I instead of Y.
Yeah, we keep... We,
see, that's
been fucked.
Medicine's scary because it is. It'll be Y, then an I in the same word.
Yeah.
Cypher.
Claire's word.
Well, wait, let her take an item. Dial it back a sec, Jay.
This
I'm very, very sorry.
I gotta start taking off my shoes earlier.
She's taking her shoes off.
Second shoe?
Oh. You and...
Want to talk
you
about
and Josh want to debate the difference between Ross Dress for Less and Marshalls?
You see, Marshalls has better housewares. I want to get me a wicker chair from the inside.
I mean, if you're looking for a Yankee candle,
I got a denim comforter, a Yankee candle.
She took shoes off? Is that what happened?
Candelabra.
All right. Now
an irregular Boston Red Sox. He's on a bluff, Tony.
He's on a bluff, Tony.
Okay, Claire's word.
Yeah, Claire's really concentrating.
Okay, Claire, your word is
bluff, Tony.
Psychedelic.
Hmm.
P.
Get very close, please.
P S Y C H E D E L I C.
Whoa!
Got it.
I would have got it wrong.
I would have got it wrong too.
At one point, I thought you got it wrong.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was wrong.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Good job.
Thank what do you give Ralph? Is Ralph's word is Ralph?
I hope so. God, I hope it's something really stupid.
Okay, here we go.
By the way, wait, before we do it, we've done two rounds.
Yep.
What is the score right now?
It is, let's see, Ralph has one.
Ralph has two.
Ralph has two. Jay has one. Claire has one.
Okay. And then two zeros.
We're dummies.
He got like a fucking like.
Yeah.
No, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Actually, that would be easier. I could do that.
Than someone's stage name.
It smells Swizz Beats.
I think it's 11 Z's.
All right, Ralph.
I'm watching you pick it out. Pick
not
the
even
one
looking.
With the blue
not
marker.
Not even looking
on
at it.
Get the one with the little piece of pen on it.
Marker.
With the little thing. Oh, that's not a Ralph one.
Boy.
Is that a Ralph one?
This is maybe one of the roughest ones. Ready? It's a dimethyltryptamine.
Oh, come on now.
AKA DMT. Well,
suck my dick.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
It's a you might take dimethyltryptamine
DMT.
To trip and see alien beings.
Or just become friends with Joe Rogan.
Say the word one more time.
Dimethyltryptamine.
Dimethyltryptamine. D-I-M-E-T-H-Y-L. Dimethyl. T-R-I-P. T-A-I. Sorry, T-A-M-I-N-E. Was that close?
So it's T-R-Y. T-R-Y.
D-Y. Oh. Dimethyl right away, D-Y.
No. D-I is right.
The trypto.
Yes.
Oh, if I would have done the Y, it would have been right.
T-R-Y-P-T-A-M-I-N-E.
Oh, all right. I have the pH. Fuck.
You suck. Josh?
Ralph, you got to take a drink.
Oh, yeah. Fuck it.
What word?
Let's let Ralph drink.
From the bowl of life.
It's a former guest of the show, Humbaba Untu.
Oh!
African songstress, Humbaba Umbabagui.
Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
Unfortunately, three of the letters are not English letters.
Her name is Humbaba Zimbabwe.
Spell the name of Elon Musk's child.
You got to start the word, you go. BW, I think.
That weird anima lyric.
The A attached to the E.
Yeah,
A.
Okay.
What you got?
Okay. Oh. Not looking.
Got a strong. God damn it.
You can look. I'll give a fuck.
Flauntabulous. It's the made up word. It's a word Jay made up one time.
Crungalicious.
Fromtabulous.
Okay, ready? It is asphyxiation.
Oh yeah.
I could do this, dude. I think.
You think you're good? Dude. By the way, if he fails, don't correct. Let's see if Jay can get it. Not for an extra point, but just for
poops. Well, you have to remember, I look into this because I say that all of our rock stars are dying from choking themselves while jerking off when I'm trying to invent a thing that will release them so they don't die.
And he did.
And then we'd still have Linkin Park and Soundgarden.
And he pitched it to Damon John when he was on the show, and Damon wasn't interested.
Two sharks. I pitched that too.
So here's the thing: is that I'm. It's gonna.
The sharks don't want to get into the choke jerk game.
Did you? Wait, you did it. You asked.
Boy.
Yes, Damon John. But who else did you ask?
I said. I forget.
Was it when Barbara Corcoran was here? No.
No. It was somebody else. Some through some other avenue or something, and they were like, "Nah, dude, they don't give a shit. They don't want to get involved in a fucking." Sex
I
thing.
Like
I go.
Barbara Corcoran would do it.
Well, we'd still have Soundgarden if something would have released him.
Yeah. All right. So I'm stuck on the. It's either going to fail on the. I think I've got everything but the first two letters. A. Fuck. Is it an E or an S? I'm gonna, fucking.
Anima sign.
No, asphyxiation. A S P. H. I. C. A T I O N.
Wrong. A S P H Y X I A T I O N.
Yeah, that's how I would have went. All right.
It's well, all those weird letters very close.
Don't Jay does not get a point.
No point.
For that, yeah.
No point.
Just
know that I rule. Even though that Ralph tries to. This is why the caged bird sings.
I'm dumb. Yeah. Am I dumb?
No.
Why? Because you don't know Nicole Saphir? Get up. Come on. Don't beat yourself up like that.
Saphir is S-A-P-H? Is that what you said?
Yeah, yes.
Totally.
Asphyxiation. Yeah. If I could write it.
That's the thing. Writing is, would be easier, but I don't want to write.
It's not
the
game. Yeah,
it's not a spelling
bee. Idiots. Yeah. I understand that. Yeah. Shannon, you dumb fuck.
You fucking don't take out your dumbness on me, John.
Shannon, it's not like he's not going to understand your instructions anyway.
I don't know what's going on.
All right, Jay's okay. Word.
Picking. What's mine?
Jay, pick it.
Five leg, fine horn, five purple people eater.
It has that little weird Y thing in the ye olde. What do you call that thing?
Your word is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Psilocybin.
That's hilarious. I made the joke of that being a thing.
I would have no idea.
P.
Come on, dude.
S-C. Y. L. L.
L
I C I B A. I'm wrong already.
Anybody else want to try?
I think psilocybin. I would say. I think
Q U E.
I think it's like it might be like P S C or it's P S like Y.
You ever see that
P C something
that Will Forte sketch where he goes Q Q Q?
So it's P S I.
Oh yeah,
L O C Y B I N.
Oh no, yeah, I would not have gotten that. Jay Shotsky.
Oh, yeah.
What are you guys drinking? Milagro Beanfield?
Yeah. Milagro is one of the few tequilas I enjoy.
I have a family of lions I raised there.
All right, now it is Italia. There.
That's why I love you, because you understand the references. You're a deep reference bank.
So you can make silly references when it's Italia's turn, but if I mention traffic lights...
I mean nothing. I stop nothing.
All right, Italia's turn.
Oh.
Okay.
Are they a sponsor? Because it sucks.
Oh, it's the only tequila I like.
All right, have Italia's word. Oh, how'd that happen? I must have put back in. Nicole Sevier came up again. Hold on. Okay. Marijuana.
Oh.
Oh, fuck off.
She's high as shit right now, too. So.
Yeah. M-A-R-I-J-U-A-N-A.
Very good.
All right. Hit the ding, yeah, you fucking.
I got the easiest one.
That's good. Well,
now you, Claire, is marijuana disulfellionia.
She did great last time.
Exodocious.
If they don't get hard enough words to get them undressed, I'm not gonna get to play my bush or no bush game.
Yes, well,
and you know that's the whole reason I live for.
Okay. Claire's word.
Claire's word is. Should I skip the easy ones?
Because we want to see.
It's not the game works.
As much as I would say yes, give her a
Ralph's
hard
already
one.
Got a point from us. You can't do that.
I feel like we should maybe add another round. It's Xanax.
X-A-N-A-X.
It's a, what's that called? Palindrome?
It's a palindrome?
Yeah, that's right.
What's this? Radar? Like, those little palindromes, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
Mom.
What's the one? Not an island.
Tent.
Amana Planet Canal, right? That's one.
Mm-hmm. That's the one.
That's the one I'm trying to think about.
Go ahead. Give Ralph's word. Canoe.
Okay. Picking Ralph's word.
Yeah, give me a good one.
Like we talked about earlier. This is
an
easy one.
Splooge.
Your word is... Axl Rose.
Oh, come on. No, I'm not doing it.
What the fuck?
I'm not doing it.
Skipping it?
I'm going to get it wrong.
Skip it?
Why do you think anyone would get that?
Let's see this. I bet you she doesn't know how to spell it.
I know how to spell it.
Really? What the fuck is wrong with you, Sam?
Probably 20. Why would she know it?
So what?
Axl Rose.
It's the two words she knows how to spell.
R-O-S-E.
So skipping it?
Yeah,
give him another one.
I
Slash.
Guns N' Roses.
Izzy Strat.
Okay. Rammstein. Rammstein?
I also feel like it's cheating.
Skip it?
Yeah, skip it.
Hey, give him like a fucking... Like
it's also odd that we also talked about Rammstein earlier.
Spottyani Dopalicious. Give him something like that, dude.
Southern playlist of Cadillac music.
Yeah.
Methamphetamine.
Oh, I'm not going to get that right.
Oh, well,
that's not terrible.
That's not bad.
So you use it in a sentence?
Yeah, people do methamphetamines.
Josh has done methamphetamine
I think Mickey Rourke's face is about methamphetamine.
M-E-T-H.
Mm-hmm.
A-N. P-H-E-D-A-M-I-N?
Amphetamine. It's an M.
And then it's P-H-E-T-A-M-I-N-E.
Oh, fetamine.
Fetamine.
Yeah. I wouldn't have gotten that right.
Okay. Take a shot, Ralph.
Fucking.
Oh, your jog tomorrow. You got one for Josh?
Yep.
All right. I just want to get one right.
Jelly roll.
We got to do some sort of double or nothing with the girls for the next round so they might get naked.
How dare you, dude?
You don't have to look.
Fair's fair. If they win the game, they don't get naked. That's how it works.
Shut the fuck up.
You are a bad person.
You don't know why I do this show.
I get the game. You get to play Bush, no Bush.
But we have to because both of them look like they have incredible breasts.
Yeah.
What a weird thing to say about people. That's so crazy. How do these adults not know how to act around people? That's why.
Ladies, both of you have got wow bodies. Way,
just so you all know, this is
head
all...
Head to toe, like a drawing of a goddess.
This is, by the way, this is so that after the show, when we're done, Jay can say to you guys outside,
I can
man, those
smell
guys are assholes.
Shape.
You guys want to go get a drink with me? I'm normal.
I'm driving
a normal guy. I'm a nice guy.
I'm driving
a tally. You don't want to be with the pedophile and the creep.
I'm gonna drop Josh off and drive Italia home. And I'm telling you, most of the ride is gonna be like, "Sorry about Ralph."
Yeah, sorry about Ralph. I would never do that. I'm a nice guy.
I'm always excited to play Bush or no Bush. But if they win the game, would they win the game?
Yeah.
All right, Josh.
We could do a double. We do that all the time.
What's
a double or nothing?
Double or nothing. We could take double shots, and they would have to take off their clothes.
Sure.
It's good.
You have I'm saying sure. That's you should probably
have to close
that.
Your eyes.
No, that's not how it works, Ralph.
So this is the fourth round, and we have enough to do five. So
okay, so the last
happen.
Round should be double or nothing.
Okay, all right, Josh, your word is ayahuasca.
Oh, I wouldn't get that right at all. I have no idea what even the first fucking letter is.
A. All
right.
I don't know if that's right.
No, there's a Y in that key. Hold on. Oh, okay. A Y U
7.
Hold on.
At symbol, hashtag
blue,
exclamation point,
the color green.
This is where it gets weird. All right, no, all right.
A skunk face shushing.
All right,
a scarf.
A
eggplant.
Y
squirt.
A U.
AJ, can you make it a little colder in here?
Oh, that's it? Okay.
Yeah. That's it. Really?
Shannon, send AJ here to make it a little colder in here.
It's a weird one. It's A-Y-U.
A.
It's
A-H. Hold on. A-Y-H.
Ayahuasca. You know it? No. Okay, I don't know it.
I don't.
So it's A-Y-A-H-U-A-S-C-A.
Oh, God, no. I've never gotten that in a million years. That's a good one.
Josh, take out
your
butt plug.
Take out your butt plug. It's almost as hard as Axl Rose, that one.
All right. Send it over, Shannon. I'm ready.
Okay. Put my camera on.
What do we got? Mark Slaughter.
Jet City Woman.
All right. Your word, Jay, is...
Bully boys.
Bukkake.
Ooh. Ooh, that's interesting.
It is.
That's an interesting one.
B-U-K-A-K-K-E or... It was K's in the middle.
Yes.
Thank God.
Well, you gave me that thing really fast.
Well, you said
you needed your word.
When you go back though, I said or and I
there's
was
no gonna, ors.
I was gonna talk it out.
Oh.
That's I'll take it. I'll take the L.
I'm gonna give you four spellings.
I gotta just do a sip of this though.
Okay, it's fine.
Okay.
All right, so then it's two more and then we're at the last round, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Italia. Your word is
what does your necklace say, Italia, by the way?
Oh, my God. Can you not be gross for 5 seconds?
Huh?
It does.
It says Italia?
Yes. It's in Arabic.
She's
in Arabic.
A little closer to your mic. I'm Max.
It says it in Klingon. Learn Klingon, dickhead.
Spell the next one in Klingon.
Okay, this next one.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good Klingon.
This next one, another former guest of the show, Peyton Sinclair.
Oh.
Peyton Sinclair.
Peyton? P-A-T-A-N-S-I-N-C-L-A-I-R-E. No?
Only got Peyton wrong.
Yeah, only got Peyton wrong.
No, there's no E at the end.
Oh.
It's PAYTONSINCLAIR.
Well, that's her stupidity.
Yeah.
That wasn't, I'm not going to blame it on Natalia.
And she has the reigning award of the only woman to rate me on show. That's true. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, you got baby reindeered by Peyton Sinclair for sure.
I remember that.
Yeah, that's pretty. It's a pretty powerful moment.
Do you guys want to see Ralph get a butt plug shoved up his ass against his will?
I
know. I'll show it every... Bill Maher showing... what's his name? Donald Trump doing the
dancing?
Jerking off two guys at once. Every week we will show people.
We should make you should make a, what is it, a gif out of me getting actual moment of
Josh
when it goes
in. Blasting his protein.
Oh. No, it's a hydrogenated water. I found
hydrogen water. Yeah.
Someone did put bubbles. It. Remember, someone did put it to Disturbed.
I'm fully alkaline. I'm 100% pH balance.
Somebody put my stream to the day.
I've gone, Ralph, I can't hear you. I've gone alkaline.
Somebody put my stream to the Disturbed song. I forgot what to Down with the Sickness. Remember that?
Yeah.
It's pretty awful.
Oh, yeah.
It gives me trauma.
Alkaline.
Shannon also does it. She said she's a fan of that.
Hydrogen water.
Yeah, I have like a filter that goes in my water bottle.
Yeah, Ralph, don't you want to yell at Claire to take clothes off?
Yeah, wait, let's. You guys want to watch me get fucking raped on TV, and then we'll.
Oh yeah, right. Sorry. Before you take your clothes off, please enjoy Ralph getting raped on television.
But I saw there's something here.
So pause it for a second. Let me explain. That's Peyton Sinclair, and she is right now. What she has done is
you can see it in her hand.
Well, it's in her hand, but she's about to get this between his cheeks. Under the pants.
Under the pants.
Between his cheeks. But then outside the pants, she starts hammering at the area with her hand, and eventually it becomes, shoots right up his asshole, and you see Ralph go from, we're all having a good time here, to dead serious so quick.
Yeah. And by the way, just so we're all clear, there was blood. There was blood. 100%.
No, there wasn't.
100%.
Really?
100%.
The butcher? Did you have a mustache?
There was blood.
Oh, there will be blood.
Yeah.
Saw something huge. No. I saw that. I'm not doing that.
Here it comes.
I know fucking way. There's no way.
How much fatter are they?
Baby reindeer, Ralph.
We didn't even start the clock yet.
What a Betwell.
Boo.
No way.
Boo.
Here it comes.
Boo. This is the end of the SDR show. Last episode.
There it goes.
Is it in?
No, wait. She just fucking. Stop.
It's my favorite video ever. Okay, wait.
Okay, wait.
Everything just got real.
Yeah, it got really real. Boy.
Man, what a great day.
Hey, that was
March 15th.
All right, now it's a... Whose word is
Claire.
It?
You have to yell Claire to take her clothes off.
No, she didn't do a word yet.
Oh, wait, did it Italia?
Peyton Sinclair.
What was it?
She got Peyton Sinclair wrong. That was
No, that was Italia. Italia. You have to take something off.
Oh, Italia, I'm sorry.
I do.
My apologies, Claire.
My other show.
What?
Shoes. You get shoes.
Shoes.
Shoes is one clothing.
How dare you guys?
Jay, you don't have to look. Top is good. That works for me.
That works for you.
It doesn't work for Jay, so Jay's not going to look.
I want you to do whatever you feel comfortable with, Italia.
Okay.
You already know how I feel about the breasts.
I have to take these off.
Yes.
Yeah, it's fine. Ralph and Josh are probably going to ogle. I'll probably just check it out to make sure everything's on the up and up.
I peek, but I don't stare.
Oh, yeah.
I look through the
mirror. No, yeah, those are big titties, all right.
Those are big titties.
Ralph. Josh.
All right.
Spell your word, you fucking creep.
No, it's her turn.
I know, I'm just saying. Stop fucking
you're too
staring.
Excited. Jay immediately starts sweating because he's next to hot titties.
I don't even know that I am.
All right, Claire.
Okay.
Claire, do me a favor. Are there titties next to me?
All right, Claire, your word is fentanyl.
Oh, fuck. Ooh. I knew that.
FENTANYL.
God damn it.
Well, there's still one more round for her to...
Shannon, remember what we talked about. We have to find that word later. Okay.
Well, now this is the last round.
This starts a round. So if I get it wrong, I'm going to do a double shot.
Oh, my Lord.
And if the ladies get it wrong, if they're okay with it,
then Bush or no Bush.
Yeah.
Okay. But before they get naked, I have to do Bush or no Bush.
Yeah, Bush.
What is Bush or no Bush?
Jay's gonna
guess if you have a Bush or no Bush. I'm a Bush fan. Nah, not against
not
the
band.
Not
against let the days go by.
No problems with a shaved one. I just.
That's so nice of you, Jay. It's so nice of you. You don't have a problem with the shaved one?
I'm okay with it.
You're such a gentleman.
No, listen. I'm not trying to run him out of the country. I just believe separate but equal.
Okay. All right. So now it is me going double or nothing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me put
You get it right, or you have to pull your dick out and take a shot. Dude, helicopter your cock and take a shot.
I don't mean this.
Oh, look at Shannon showing everyone that she's cheating.
I don't mean
you.
This in an offensive way.
Shannon, there's tits out, by the way.
After this one, there's no chance anyone's going to believe me.
By the way, let me say this. The girls behind you are cackling.
I know,
really
I'm sorry. I keep trying to
cacklers.
Keep muting my mic.
All right, go ahead.
And they record during SDR every time. I feel like I should change this one.
Can I hear it? Wait, you don't have enough to do others, right?
No, I do have enough. We're gonna switch this, but I'll tell you what it is. It's Living Color.
Fun.
No, everyone's got to get. Everyone's got to. No, everyone's got to get a hard word.
Yeah.
Okay, that's hilarious. Here we go.
It's OUR, by the way.
Yeah. It's a double or nothing. Everyone gets a hard word.
Yeah. This one, not. I'm gonna throw this one out. Heroin.
Throw it out.
Come on.
Sometimes I put an E at the end. I'm never really sure.
This is a hard one.
Yeah, look up on Google. Hard words.
Yeah, did you think that we don't know?
Yeah, but they have to be sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Did you think that we're all like, on the short bus?
I know. She really goes, yeah, okay. Give us a dreidel.
This word is Steve.
I got it. This is another band member.
Steve, okay, but also, by the way, because sometimes Shannon feels she makes these games too hard and we find them easy.
Other way around.
And the other way around. Anyway, continue.
Okay, so this is a band member, lead singer of System of a Down.
Oh,
Serge Tankian.
Sir, I don't know if it's S-E or S-A.
Go on.
I think it's S-E-R-J-T-A-N-K-I-N.
I thought it's T-K-I-A-N.
No, T-A-N-K-I-A-N.
Tankian?
Tankian.
Might be coming on the show soon, by the way.
Fuck you.
Okay. So...
Go ahead, Josh.
Okay, let's see.
You got fucking Jerry Garcia.
All right, you guys can decide if this is too easy or not.
Pat Boone.
Mescaline.
I don't think I could spell that.
The drug mescaline.
Go ahead, Josh.
M-E-S-C-A-L-I-N-E. Yeah, finally.
Was an E on the end?
Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that. I wouldn't have got that.
By the way,
I would have stopped it in.
I have mescaline in my house.
Good. It is phenomenal. Oh, that's awesome.
It is phenomenal.
Are you inviting me over for a 70s porn party?
San Pedro.
Hey, guys, I got some Quaaludes.
You have some Quaaludes? Yes, we have some Quaaludes.
You guys want to watch me in a robe bring wine to everybody?
You have any black beauties all around?
Yeah. Here's some yellow jackets for your ride home.
Hey, welcome to the swingers ball.
All right, let's do Shannon.
You guys ready to party or what?
Give Jay a fucking impossible one, please.
All right, next one, also a band member. This is a lead singer of Red Hot Chili Peppers, Anthony Kiedis.
A-N-T-H-O-N-Y. K. I before he accept after C. K. It's.
I don't know which way. I'm not sure.
There you go, dude.
It's I-E-D-I-S or don't fucking buzz it. It's K-I-E-D-I-S. Or E-I-D-I-S. How do I see that? The two I's?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
What's your heart say?
Don't fucking
I-E-D-I-S.
I-E-D-I-S. Nice.
Aye.
I told you, dude. Follow your heart.
No one gets to see my dick another week. Yay.
Hey, now it's Italia. If she gets it wrong, if she's okay with it.
Down to her butt plug.
Down to the whole thing. But before you get naked, Jay will guess.
Hang on. Oh, you're right. I was going to come at you.
Okay.
It's my nature.
I know. You think I don't know?
All right. This one's maybe a little tough.
Whale on you.
Okay. Ready? Human papillomavirus.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on.
Actually, only one word there is hard.
Yeah. Human straight papillomavirus. Human papillomavirus.
It's only one word in there.
H-U-M-A-N. P-A-P. You say the word again? Papillomavirus. P-A-P-A-L-O-M-A-V-I-R-U-S.
Oh.
It's P-I-P-I-L-L-O-M-I-V-I-R-U-S.
Now, before, are you okay with nudity?
Do I have a push?
Wait.
No. Yeah, but before, but are you okay with...
Yeah.
Okay, then okay. So then now Jay's
like first.
Yeah, now Jay gets
that. I was discussed before.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I don't want anyone to be uncomfortable ever.
There's something. There's some representation of hair. Maybe it's very small, but there's something.
You think a little something. Like a landing strippy kind of thing.
Or a little, just like...
A little tough.
I think she's tats, and like I think there's something. A decorative something of hair is my guess.
That's your guess. I think nothing.
Okay. Josh, your thoughts?
Bald.
Claire, anything?
I think nothing.
Honestly. Get close,
nothing
please.
At all. Okay.
I think
nothing.
Nothing.
I want to know why you guys think you do.
Why we think?
Yeah.
I'm saying because I see that the tattoos.
Okay.
And
yeah.
So I'm like, oh, there's probably. I don't think it's like hairy.
Yeah.
I would think that it's like so, like a very small, like even like a square or something right. above, maybe
a little
like
something,
give
a little
piercing, maybe
like a little,
yeah.
little flare.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I just think that it's still somewhat the norm to be hairless, so that's why I think it's hairless.
Yeah. I think it's hairless because hairless is kind of glam.
All right, makes sense too. Yes. I like that answer.
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Play some Queensryche while that happens.
And let's see. Oh, I got a fucking water bottle right in front of me so I can't see shit.
Fantastic underwear.
Yeah. Good tattoos too. I don't get to see anything. I got a tattoo. I got a fucking...
And it's bald!
Ralph wins again.
Ralph wins again. Well, technically we all won, to be honest with you.
That's fair.
A little round of applause for that. That was
okay, good. Okay.
Still fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, and now, for God's sake, give Claire a really hard word, please.
Okay, I'm picking...
Serendipitous.
Okay, you guys decide on this one. Linkin Park.
Maybe it's spelled. No.
Next. Come on, man. Papilloma
give
type
her some
shit,
crazy
dude.
STD name.
Yeah, give her like
what's the word for DNA again? It's like
deoxyribonucleic acid.
Yeah, there you go.
This is a good one. Okay, this is another singer of Radiohead, Tom York.
T-H... O M Y O R K E.
Wow.
I mean, I knew you were going to get that.
Shannon, fuck you.
Shannon, I'm so angry with you.
Fuck you, Shannon.
Wait, Jay, I feel like you were surprised when she got it.
Human papillomavirus.
I know, man. Tom,
that's so not fucking fair.
She looks like a Radiohead fan.
She was listening to them on
her
the way here.
King of Limbs is her favorite record. The weird one.
I'm so angry. I can't believe anyone endorsed that.
So what angry. The fuck?
Who would guess THOM?
I'm gonna say everyone who's ever. I actively dislike Radiohead, and I know the way that they're called. You don't have to show, but I would say Bush, Little Bush.
God damn it! I hate everybody right now.
Ralph, you guess. She's not gonna, but she could say. She could tell us.
I think she has a little like line. A line.
I'm saying a nice bush. I'm saying a nice V.
Line.
I'm saying a nice V of bush.
I think she's like a line.
I'm guessing. Josh?
I'd say
my vote's always wishful thinking.
I think there's bush, but I think it's like maintained nice.
Yeah.
That's how Claire, I feel. Do you want to reveal it to them? Up to you.
Yes.
Okay, let's see.
Dun, dun.
You're welcome, guys.
I'm looking on camera.
It's a ball.
We were wrong, but we all won.
You know, one gets upset when you go, damn, I was wrong. Put that dumb
about
thing
a
away.
Great example of being a winner and a loser at the same time. Right there.
Absolutely.
Shannon, hit the first. We can do the first.
By the way, I just want to say Claire is the overall winner of the show. She was
really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You did a great job.
Thank
Shannon,
you.
Hit the
crazy
first
little speller.
She was confident.
Ever I saw concert, did drugs, had sex.
The name of the show is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We've asked every guest this since the dawn of the show 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I would start, if you ever go back, if you're a paid subscriber to the first episode, Jay and I answer these questions. Mm-hmm. The first experience with all three, we start with rock and roll. We just mean the first concert you went to because you wanted to go. Your parents didn't drag you. Like,
unless the first one your parents drag you to is like, oh,
yeah, like,
one
yeah,
like, oh
yeah,
wow.
Something that really sticks out. But it's one that they say, I wanted to go to, or one that we'll start with you, Italia. First concert.
It was No Doubt.
That's a good
nice.
One.
Nice. What year?
She was my neighbor. We went to the same high school.
Oh, really?
So she was throwing those little foam, like, orange balls, and it was just
I was out in Cali.
Yeah. It was
so
just a little group.
So you knew her as
I went to Loera High School.
Wow.
So, like, yeah.
That's pretty
awesome.
Cool. That's a good one.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? That song, what's the big,
Green
the ballad?
Like,
Don't Speak.
Don't Speak originally was a love song. and they broke up and you changed the lyrics.
Tony.
Yeah, with that weird fucking bass player.
You could find, there's a video online of the original lyrics where it's a love song to him.
Stop yelling at me.
God damn it. Okay, Claire, first concert you went to.
I've never been to a concert.
Wow.
Ever. Really?
No, I've been to shows, but I've never been to like a big stadium.
But like, what shows?
Any shows that we would know, like a group we would know, or a...
No.
It's all like what kind of stuff?
Just local.
I like Himalayan throat.
I'm super into chant. We had one of those guys on.
Oh, you got to go to a concert. Oh
yeah. Do you, are there anyone you'd want to see in concert?
Yes, I want to see Lana Del Rey so much.
I thought she was going to say Radiohead, and that would be fucking hilarious. Okay, I tell you, the first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed was not your first drug.
Weed was my first drug.
After that.
Shrooms.
Yeah. How old were you?
35.
Oh, so nice. Wow, that's pretty cool.
But I think you tend to enjoy it more if it works good. Like I started like in my like mid 20s smoking weed with any kind of regularity. I kind of liked the fact that I did it then because I would have fucked up.
I didn't start smoking weed until I was like 32.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was there something that changed in your life? You're like, fuck this, I'm going to experience the world?
Yeah. I worked for the government.
And no.
So I quit. And when I quit, on my way home, this was before it was legal, right? You had to actually like walk in, the doctor had to write it to you, and then you go. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So I was on my way home and I drove past this dispensary every day and I just said, fuck it. I flipped a bitch because...
The day you quit.
Yeah, because it wasn't like planned. It was kind of in my head, you know, but anyways. But drove past it and I said, fuck it. I flipped a bitch. I was so stressed out. I just flipped a bitch, grabbed a joint and...
Did you get fired or you quit?
I quit.
Okay, that's pretty wild.
Fuck you, CIA deep cover. I don't want to fight your secret wars anymore.
I'm trying. Fuck you, destabilizing louse.
I killed Osama bin Laden. I did what you asked.
Claire, after weed, or was weed your first drug or not?
I think the first drug was poppers.
Really?
Like, poppers.
That's the
it's like
the
you guess. Use it.
Liberace did. It's like ammonia in his ass.
Yeah, you use it to open up for anal.
Mm. It relaxes everything, right?
Yes, and other stuff. But
it's like super ammonia-y, right? Like it, like
yeah.
It's odd.
How old were you when you did it?
I think I was 20.
Okay.
I have a question. Did you use it for that purpose?
For anal?
To open up for anal?
Yeah.
Was it for camera or for a boyfriend?
For camera.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, that's what you guys do.
All right.
Sometimes.
And now, Italia, the first time you had sex.
I was 16.
16. Was it a boyfriend or was it some dude you met? Or
my teacher.
Your teacher?
What?
Really?
He I'm got actually, you inducted no, into the CIA.
None of these things happen.
San Clemente Elementary.
I'm writing an autobiography. Like, it's almost done, but that's actually part of it.
Oh, my God.
It has to be. Did you get him in trouble?
No.
16, you're in what?
It was a military academy.
What grade is 16? Is it 7?
I was a sophomore.
Sophomore.
Yeah.
And he was how old?
32.
That's not that bad. No, that's bad. But
what?
That's bad. No, I'm just saying the age. I'm not saying
bad.
Her age.
No. By like, the way, what the fuck?
What is happening at that table?
No. I was just
that
saying,
was not a me comment. That was a Josh comment.
No. I meant it like the age difference in years between each. I thought it was like if
you're
it was 18 and that.
Tree.
No, he was 32.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah, it's 30. But if he was like 18,
yeah, I know. I keep saying it. I know the show. I got a 21-year-old daughter, so I'm like, nah, that's fucked up.
No, I'm saying it's fucked up.
And you don't think about it though when you're that age.
Of course
age.
Not.
Like,
yeah. I so wouldn't have had. I don't. My in my age when I said this comes up all the time. When I was in high school. Like the popular girls, like several of them had like 24-year-old, 25-year-old like boyfriends. And you just didn't, you're like, well, they're the popular pretty girls and they're hanging out like
that's
the adult
normal.
Situation.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? And then when I have a daughter, especially being 21 now, I'm like, that's fucking crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you
that's
know
a
that
crazy
my,
age difference.
My principal in high school had to step down because he got found out.
Did he have sex with you?
He had sex with me.
Wow. You poor son of a
but
bitch.
All I did graduate with 4-0. So
oh, yeah, dude.
That's crazy.
Fucking butt fuck son.
First time you had sex?
First time I had sex.
Yeah.
Oh, it was in porn.
In porn.
I lost my virginity in porn.
That we had that other girl that happened with. Remember?
What?
That's pretty wild.
With Jake.
That's
do you know Jake Adams?
Can I ask what was the catalyst to get you into porn? That you're like, oh, I'm going to do this now.
I honestly just wanted to sexually experiment.
Were you from and a I very got what sheltered?
But was your choice? Was your choice?
Yeah,
choice to
I was homeschooled growing up, and wow. That's why I got into porn in the first place, because I just wanted to try as much as possible in a safe environment.
Do your sure. Do your parents know that you're in porn now?
Oh yeah.
Was it a big discussion?
Yes, they were mad. They're Croatian American also. Oh, wow. So
they were like, "What class was this in homeschool?" Oh, Dad, when you went to work, Mom taught me chugging cock.
They're from Croatia? Where in Croatia?
From Vis.
Okay, I've been.
What's Ralph's favorite place?
I've been to Croatia a few times.
Really?
No, I've been to Croatia a few times. Yeah, I did like Croatia.
I almost threw something at you.
Why? Because I like Croatia. Because I'm a world traveler. I'm sorry.
Do you ever go to the McDonald's out there?
McDonald's. There's no
McDonald's in Oh, you're from Croatia. You know a guy named Tom?
What did they Have you been to Croatia?
No.
All right, then shut the fuck up.
Why would I go to a war-torn fucking place?
Beautiful place!
So you're going to go to downtown Beirut?
Yeah. Oh, you don't ever go to Fallujah for the jog?
Johannesburg got great time. Seafood.
First of all, Croatia's where they filmed Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. And there's a lot of beautiful places.
Did you have to go see where dragons come from?
I went to Hvar, which is great. Went to Dubrovnik. Went to Split. Went to a lot of places. Oh, my. Yeah, been there.
What, dude?
Sorry, I've traveled the world.
Girls, I hope you brought an extra sheet of panties in case you get sued. What's world traveling stories?
Sorry. All right. With time to do plugs. Italia, all your plugs. Anything you want to promote? Anything you want to let people know about?
Yeah. My book, Easy Investing.
Your what?
My book.
Your book. Okay. Where would they find it?
I have my Instagram.
Which is?
Italia Tornabene. ItaliaTornabene.
Italia Tornabene.
Tornabene.
Benny.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I know another girl with that last name in Chicago.
You do?
Exact same last name, yeah.
Benny?
In Chicago.
Tornabene.
Yeah.
A lot of family out
there. And when is the book coming out?
It's already out.
It's out now. Okay. Yeah. Wow. So we could hear all about the teacher who did horrible things to you.
And well, wonderful things to time.
That's yeah.
And is your time in the government in there too?
No, my autobiography comes out the end of the year.
Oh, this one's about
this is Easy Investing. Yeah,
it's about investing. You didn't hear the title?
Maybe it was investing in herself.
Really investing into me fucking a teacher.
Claire, your plug?
When I invested in the dick.
My Twitter. It's who is Claire Roos? Yeah.
ROOS.
And I promote all my new scenes on there.
Yeah, and then don't look for it on Instagram because it doesn't exist. Josh, your plug.
At Josh Adam Myers on all social media, joshadammyers.com. We'll be in L.A. this week doing the goddamn comedy jam at the Palladium May 4th. I'm headlining Hotel Cafe May 3rd. I know, dude. It's a bummer.
Couldn't it be like on Monday?
They're doing everything so wrong. Then I'm going to be open for Jay at the Comedy Store, which is already sold out. You can see me in the following week in Winnipeg. I'll be at Rumors. I'll be at Punchline Atlanta. I will be at Fort Worth, Hyenas. I have a bunch of dates. So go to joshadammyers.com and get tickets and come out and support. And listen to the 500, where I'm going through Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest albums. And
I finally was on and did the...
It was so great, too. It was so great. Yeah. It was like... It's just
Chubby Checker. That's when I was
when I was 27
years old.
No, I said 26. All right, Jay, your plug.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. Again, next week we're going to be doing the Bonfire from L.A. all week from the L.A. studios. If you want to come to the Thursday show, we're doing it live in the garage out there. Their performance space at Sirius is going to be a lot of fun. So it's SiriusXM.com/Netflix is a joke fest. And you can enter to come watch the show. It's filling up, so... come check that out. And then, the Friday show is sold out. If you're listening live, everybody, Friday and Saturday this week, San Jose Improv. It's huge. Please buy tickets.
How many? Huge is what, 500?
Something like it's a theater.
It's huge,
it's
man.
It's so big,
yeah,
dude. It's and I just did Raleigh last week. There was 500 seats. Buy tickets, please, everybody. But then, L.A. sold out. Irvine coming after that. Fort Wayne, Indiana. And then Bert Kreischer. Tour all summer. There's 3 weeks.
You coming to New York again? No, they don't do that, right? They do other cities.
B markets, But we're doing that. It's huge stadiums and arenas. So like, come check us out there. Me, Dan Soder on every date. Joe DeRosa's on a handful of them. It's going to be a lot of fun this summer. Okay. And then I'm back on the road by myself. Crowdwork special coming out soon. Watch Dog Belly on YouTube. Listen to Legion of Skanks. Listen to the Bonfire 5 days a week on SiriusXM.
All right, Shannon.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. And also, exclusively for Gas Digital subscribers, once a month we do a power hour where we have guests come on and they take a shot of beer or White Claw every minute for an hour and get very drunk. And in the most recent episode, you can see Ralph and Big J.
Yeah, we got fucking, I got wrecked on that one.
I left stone sober.
Yeah, I'm just a puss.
I threw up right before the end. It just hit me. And yeah. I went and got it out, left fine.
We did a breathalyzers, and I was almost triple the legal limit. Yeah, and Jay was
drunk.
I was
under. Than me.
Huh?
You were drunk.
I'm a puss. I barely drink.
I was under.
Yeah, it's crazy. Follow me, Brad. I am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast on health and wellness called The Good Sugar Podcast. The Good Sugar Store is on 3rd Avenue and 69th Street. No single-use plastics. All vegan. Go down and do something good for yourself and good for the environment. And we're all running the Spartan Race, including Jay, which is June 22nd at Citi Field. It is a 5K run.
Don't smile, Claire. It's a lie. I'm not doing this at all.
there's about 30 of us doing the run. It's a $200 to get in, but if you come with us, it's free to get in.
Just like Fat Camp.
Yeah, June 22nd.
Also, if you want to go to Fat Camp, Ralph will pay for everybody as long as they go.
Yeah, but just DM me on Instagram. If you're a fan of the show and you want to run with us, because Jay's going to run, Shannon's going to run.
Dude, run.
You should come do it.
I'm going to sprint.
Huh?
I'm going to sprint.
Jay's going to finish front and center.
Is there wall climbs? Because
There's wall climbs.
Dude, I'm extra dope at that.
Yeah, so you do it. You could DM me on Instagram.
Do I have any backflips?
Yeah,
also,
you do. Well, at the end, they ask you to backflip down to the finish line.
Hell yeah. How about a kip up?
Go ahead. Finish that.
It's a Saturday. It's June 22nd. We're going to have the artwork next week. But if you DM me on Instagram, you get in free. They waive the fee. If you're coming with us, the Good Sugar people are coming. The Gas Digital, SDR people, we're all going.
It's going to be big.
It's going to be fun.
Now, because I don't know if you're going to forget, but we forgot to ask them and don't answer yet.
Oh, yeah.
Do you believe in ghosts? We're going to vote.
Don't
say
yes.
We're going to vote.
Thank you, Josh.
Dude, I love this show. Yeah. I'm the stenographer.
Yeah. Do they believe in ghosts? Here's what I'm going to say. Ready? Don't respond until all of us chime in. I'll go first. I'm going yes, no.
I'm doing the exact opposite. I'm doing no, yes.
Religious? Yes, because she believes in heaven. Or has been taught that. You.
Who's assigned her that? You're a God-fearing Christian.
You believe in it. Both of you believe in it.
So two yeses. Shannon?
So I also think Italia, yes. Claire, no. And because Claire, I think maybe she's in a space where she's like rebelling.
That's
from
what
the
I was going
thing.
With. Yeah.
And at this time, she's like, F that.
And with a name like Italia, I just feel like there's some sort of religious background to that. She has an Arabic fucking thing. So that's my yes, no.
Dubai. I like to travel the world.
She has a shaved pussy to keep away the evil eye.
Keep away the evil ghost.
It keeps away the evil eye.
All right, so what? Do you believe in ghosts?
I'm a waka waka.
No. Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
Oh, two no's. We're all wrong. You know what? This Saturday, we have a... Sponge on, a band that I fucking love that's on this. Well, you're not going to be there. So we're going to add a Sponge song right now. The song Wax Ecstatic was one of my favorites.
I love that. It was on the second record.
Off the second record. Doesn't get enough fucking play.
You want to do Plowed? I mean,
no. You got to fucking teach people.
When I wake up the dreams I made up.
That was, by the way, one of Howard Stern's favorite songs of all time was Plowed. But this is Wax Ecstatic. Lady, thank you so much. Josh, everyone. We'll see you next time on the SDR show.
That fucking round thing to
the edge of the ball.
Yes.
Wax up.
Listening to the SDR Show.